朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
彼得的名字是耶稣给的名字，对不对？ The name Peter was given to Simon by Christ himself. 我们记得在约翰福音一章四十二节，彼得来到耶稣面前。
When the first time Peter met Christ,
耶稣一看到他，
Jesus saw him.
你以后不叫西门。
In the future, you're not called Simon.
你以后要叫做彼得，彼得就是基法。
And you will be called Peter, Peter or Cephas.
因为彼得的意思就是石头 ,rock.
Because the meaning of Peter is rock.
后来彼得自己知道。
And later on, Peter knew.
他自己要做 living stone, 他要作为活石。
He will become a living stone for the Lord.
要建造属灵的宫 ,spiritual temple.
To build the spiritual temple.
那么彼得知道当他一信了耶稣以后，他这个人就变成神手里面的一个材料，一个建材。
And Peter knew that when he believed in the Lord, that he himself was to be a building material.
所以这个名字的改变对彼得来讲就是一个生命的改变。
So the change in the name for Peter is a change of life.
本来他是西门的生命，现在变成基法彼得的生命。
Originally he was the life of Simon, now he is life of Peter.
本来他的名字叫西门，是与神无份无关的。
And originally he had the life of Simon, which had no relation to the Lord.
现在他成为彼得，成为 living stone, 成为活石，要建造灵宫。
And now he has become Peter, Cephas, the living stone, to be the building material to build God's holy temple.
耶稣称他的名字为西门，而且两次。
And the Lord here addresses him Simon twice.
要提醒他跟主的关系。
And to remind him his relationship to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，撒旦的攻击，魔鬼的破坏，怎么样能够反败为胜？
Satan's temptation and his attacks. How can we turn it into victory?
怎么样让我们能够化软弱为刚强呢？
How can we be go from weakness?To strength.
很多人给你许多的建议。
And many people will give you many suggestions.
其实很简单，弟兄姊妹。
Actually, it's very simple.
这是我们属灵的 basic, 属灵的 ABC.
These are our basics, our spiritual basics, the spiritual ABCs.
检讨一下你跟主的关系怎么样。
Let us evaluate our relationship with the Lord.
检讨一下你过去叫西门，现在叫彼得，那个属灵的真理的意义是什么。
Evaluate, think back.When you are still Simon, and when you have become Peter, what that meant in your life.
在我们传道同工当中
in, even within our staff.
以前吴牧师、Pastor Ray, Sandy, 还有几位同工在一起的时候。
With Pastor Wu, with Pastor Ray and Sandy, and a number of us.
常常我勉励彼此提醒的是什么呢？
And our mutual impetus is what?
很简单。
It's very simple.
你今天早上读经了没有？
Have you read your Bible this morning?
这讲起来很好笑。你问牧师，你早上读经了没有？这不是
This seems like a joke. You ask the pastor, "Have you read your Bible this morning?"
但是这个就是今天神的仆人失败的原因。
But this is the point where God's servant fails.
你今天在教会里面当长老。
Today you're an elder in the church.
你今天在教会里面当执事。
Today you're a deacon in the church.
我要问一个问题。
I have one question for you.
你跟主的关系怎么样？
How is your relationship?
你现在在读神学。
Okay, you're in seminary.
你天天在看神学的书。
Every day you're reading theology.
天天在写圣经的文章。
And every day you're writing articles on the Bible.
跟主的关系怎么样？
How is your relationship with the Lord?
我在读神学的时候。
When I was in seminary.
这些神学生最糟糕的时候。
When the, at the lowest point in seminary in life,
他是神学生。
I'm a seminarian.
最糟糕的时候就是在神学生快要考试的时候。
The lowest point in seminarian's life is right before the exam.
明天要考试了。
Tomorrow I'm going to have a test.
书本还没有看完。
I haven't finished reading all my material.
哪里还有时间去读圣经呢？
How can I possibly have time to read the Bible?
弟兄姊妹，这样的人将来会做好牧师吗？
Brothers and sisters, can this person be a good pastor in the future?
一个大的问号
，a big question mark。
今天你在教会里面侍奉主
，today you're serving the Lord in church。
你戴着一个执事的帽子
，you have the hat of a deacon。
我要请问你
I ask you
你跟主的关系怎么样
How is your relationship with God?
第二
Second
在三十二节主耶稣说但我已经为你祈求叫你不至于失去信心
The Lord Jesus in verse 32 says I have already prayed for you that your faith will not fail
弟兄姊妹我们非常熟悉耶稣在十字架上为我们成就的救赎的大功
We are very familiar with the Christ on the cross accomplishing his work
我们今天非常的陌生我们不认识主耶稣在天父右边为我们天天所进行的工作
But we are very unfamiliar with Christ's work at the right hand side of God to pray for us daily
耶稣今天他并不是没有做什么事情
The Lord is not just sitting around doing nothing right now
他在十字架上说 It is finished 成了
He said upon the cross, it is finished, done.
他说 it is done. 当他讲完这句话的时候并不是说啊我现在什么事情都不做。
When he said this thing, he doesn't mean that, okay, my work is done, I won't do anything else.
救恩的工作 done, 但是呢还有许多的工作还没有 done.
The work of grace of salvation is done, but there are much more things to do.
我们看两节的圣经我们今天没有时间解释不过希望如果你对这个这件事情有兴趣你以后有机会可以看看第一个是在罗马书第八章
Let's turn for, if we can, Romans chapter 8, 34.
我们第八章三十四节
I'm sorry, Romans chapter 8, verse 34.
第八章三十四节找到以后请各位看我来读这节圣经很重要
the pastor, Please turn to it and the pastor will read.
谁能定他们的罪呢有基督耶稣已经死了第一耶稣基督已经死了第二而且从死里复活第三今日在神的右边第四也替我们祈求
Verse 34 Who is he that condemns Christ Jesus who died number one more than that who was raised to life number two and number three at the right hand of God and number four interceding for us
好再看一节圣经希伯来书第七章
Let us also please turn to HebrewsChapter 7.
这两节圣经都非常宝贝。我在准备的时候看了很多的书，很想跟大家有机会分享，不过今天没有时间了。我们看第七章二十五节。
Okay. Please turn to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25.
希伯来书七章二十五节，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to.God through him because he always lives to intercede for them.
Warren Wilsby, 这个是很出名的一个是这个解经家，他说过一句话，我请我们的弟兄念一下。
Okay. There's a quote from Warren Wilsby. Intercession means that Jesus Christ represents us before the throne of God.
什么叫做 intercession? 什么叫做代祷?
What is intercession?
代祷就是在神的面前做我们的代表，这叫代祷。
Is to be an advocate before the throne of God.
我觉得这个定义很有意思。
This definition really has meaning.
主耶稣今天坐在天父的右边。
Lord Jesus Christ now stands at the right hand.
他不只是坐在那里。
He not only sits there.
他要做我们的代表。
He wants to sit there as our representative. He prays for us.
上个礼拜我说在启示录十二章讲到魔鬼工作的一些法则。
And last week I mentioned in Revelation chapter 12, Satan's three primary tools.
其实他这三个 primary tool 这三个主要的工具就够了
All he needs is these three primary tools
第一个在十二章第九节告诉我们说他要逼迫
And verse 9 of chapter 12 it says he will persecute
在同样的这一段圣经里面我们看见第十节他要控告对不起第九节是迷惑
okay, verse 9 is to deceive deception
第十节是控告
verse 10 is to accuse
十三节是逼迫
andVerse 13 is to persecute.
怎么能够对付这三样东西呢
How can we face on these three things?
当然里面有很复杂的内容在里面
Although, yes, there are very complicated substance in this verse.
一言蔽之有一句话来讲的话
But if we sum it up in one word,
对付撒旦的迷惑
to tackle on Satan's attacks,
用信心来分辨
We use faith to discern in deception.
迷惑是需要分辨
Deception we need to discern
迷惑是需要属灵的智慧
And we need spiritual wisdom to discern
我们今天需要 spiritual insight 我们需要属灵的洞察力
We need spiritual insight. We need the spirit guiding.
今天在教会的里面
Today in the church,
似是而非的东西太多了
There are so many temptations going on.
我们今天看见许多好像是对的，其实是错的。
We see many things that seems right, which is actually wrong.
好像不是真相。
It seems like, but is not.
但是今天在教会里面许多的好像而没有真相。
And many things that look right really doesn't have it.
我们怎么知道呢
？Is not right. How do we know?
有一个银行里面做事做了很久的一个职员。
An employee in a bank has worked there a long time.
他非常会分辨假钞票。
They can tell counterfeit.
那么他们说这个人一定是研究很广，他把所有的假钞票都弄得很清楚。
And they guess that probably this person has a lot of research into counterfeiting.
人家问他，他说不是。
He says no, that's not true.
他说我只学一样东西。
All I learn is one thing.
我只要认识真钞票。
All I have to do is recognize real money.
我只要认识真钞票，所有不是真钞票都是假钞票。
And anything that's not real money is counterfeit.
我不需要花时间去研究所有的假钞票。
I don't need to spend time to research on counterfeit.
我研究不完。
I can't finish.
我今天不去研究这些，我只要研究真的。
I don't need to research the false. All I need to know is the truth.
我们今天为什么不会分辨
？Why do we not know today?
我们今天为什么会被迷惑
？Why are we deceived today?
我们今天为什么会被人家搞得谁牵着我们就往哪边走
？Why are we so easily deceived and led astray?
因为我们对真理不熟
，because we don't know the truth.
因为我们对圣经不清楚
，because we're not clear about the Bible.
我们用信心来回答控告
，we use faith to respond to deception.
我们用信心在逼迫的里面来坚持。
We use faith in persecution to be strong.
什么叫信心
？What is faith?
对我来讲，信心就是 let go and let God.
That's right.
信心就是我们放手让神来接手。
To let go and to let God.
1992年，去年。
Last year, 92.
十月九号。
October 9th.
晚上十点。
At 10 o'clock at night,
我跟我父亲有一次 man to man talk.
Pastor had a man to man talk with his father.
因为我发现
because I realized
我们两个人有同样的软弱
both of us have the same weakness.
我不肯放我母亲，他不肯放他太太
I wasn't willing to let my mother go. He wasn't willing to let his wife go.
我母亲已经因为病已经吃了好几年的苦。
Because of her illness, she suffered for many years. My mom.
现在病的已经病入膏肓，医生已经说没有盼望，只是时间的问题而已。
And it was so chronic that the doctor gave up hope, and it's just a matter of time.
我非要跟我父亲谈话不可。
And I had to talk with my dad.
我要告诉他，我们两个人都有问题。
And I told him both of us have a problem.
我们一定要放，让母亲在神的手中。
We must let go and let mom be before the Lord.
那天晚上讲话没有结论。
And it was inconclusive that night.
1992年十月十号。
And then the following day.
早上九点半。
In the morning at 9:30.
我跟父亲再继续谈话。
I spoke again with my dad.
谈到11:45。
And we spoke for 2 hours.
谈到最后
，And lastly, we said,
我父亲哭了，我也流泪。
My father started to cry, and I was in tears.
他告诉我
，He told me,
他说我做不到。
He says, I can't do it.
我没有办法放。
I can't let her go.
他说你要知道，我跟你妈妈已经几十年在一起。
You have to know that I've been with your mom for all these years.
你知道这种老伴的分离，实在是很痛苦的事情。
You know, it's very painful to have your long-time spouse separate from me.
他告诉我
He told me.
他说我没有信心，没有这个信心来做这种放手的祷告。
He says I don't have the faith to let her go.
我说我们一起祷告。
Pastor said, let's pray.
对，我们一起在他的房间同心的祷告。
And we prayed in his room with one heart.
祷告完了以后
，And after we prayed,
我看钟11:45。
And I saw the clock. It was 11:45.
那一天下午三点半，我的母亲平静地离开这个世界。
That day, at 3:30, my mom, in peace, went to Jesus.
我们在祷告的时候流泪。
When we pray,
我们在谈话的时候流泪。
When we conversed, we cried.
当我们那天下午在他的病床旁边，他已经去世，我们两个没有流泪。
But at her deathbed that afternoon, we did not cry.
因为我们心里有平安。
Because we had great peace.
我们心里有把握。
Because we have assurance in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
信仰对你是怎么回事？
What is faith to you?
只有在那一种情形之下，才真正分辨得出来谁是有真信心，谁没有真信心。
Only under these type of circumstance can you discern what is real faith and what is false faith.
主耶稣说，我已经为你祷告。
Jesus says, I have already prayed for you.
我非常受感动，主耶稣说，我已经为你祷告。
The Lord says, I have already prayed for you.
你还没有三次不认我。
You haven't denied me yet.
我们都是亡羊补牢式的代祷，对不对？我们都是事情过了以后才来祷告。
Often we pray only after the fact.
但是主耶稣说，事情还没有发生，我就为你祷告。
But Jesus says, before the fact, I've prayed for you.
我还是另外一个文受感动。
And another thing, I was truly touched at heart.
为你祷告。
I not only have prayed, but I have prayed for you.
You, Peter, you, Simon. 因为前面说撒旦要得着你们，撒旦得的是你们，我的祷告是为你。你看这个神的爱是多细腻，神的爱是多可爱。
Satan wants to sift you, plural, but the Lord Jesus prays for you, Peter.
最后
Lastly,
你回头以后
When we have repented,
彼得的跌倒，他自己要负一部分的责任。
Peter has to bear responsibility for his own fall.
上个礼拜我说了。
Last week I said.
我们太容易把所有的责任都推给魔鬼。
We too easily put the blame on Satan.
都是魔鬼不好。
It, you know, the devil made me do it.
神啊，你如果没有魔鬼存在，我今天一定圣洁的不得了。
Lord, if there was no devil, I would be so holy today.
我看你的不得了，这个了不得，你就已经骄傲。
But if you dare say that, then You're in trouble.
不要给魔鬼留地步。
Don't leave even a foothold for the devil.
不要让撒旦趁着机会胜过我们。
Don't give the devil an opportunity to conquer us.
以弗所哥林多后书。
And Ephesians, it mentions.
地步和机会是我们给他。
Opportunity and foothold are what we give to Satan.
他的失败他要负责。
We have to be responsible.For our fall, own fall.
他的复兴，他也有责任。
And when we receive victory, we also have a part of it.
你知道为什么魔鬼要试探攻击领袖？
Why would the devil want to tempt and attack the leader?
第一个，树倒猢狲散，我们都知道啊，这个王一倒，大家就散掉。
Once you hit the leader, the group will scatter.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
魔鬼为什么试探这些领袖？
Why does he attack the leaders?
因为这些领袖很不容易悔改。
Because it is more difficult for leaders to repent.
因为领袖有领袖的面子。
Because a leader has his face to keep.
领袖有领袖的地位。
Because the leader has his position status to protect.
你一个小弟兄、小姐妹，这个认罪悔改到前面让李牧师按手祷告，那是。天经地义的事情。
For a lowly brother or sister to come before and pastor to lay his hand on you and pray for you, that's easy stuff.
今天李牧师说
，But the pastor says，
我需要你们为我祷告。
I need your prayer today.
因为我犯了罪
，Because I've sinned.
因为我做了错事
，Because I've done bad.
我在各位面前认罪悔改。
And I have to confess before everyone.
魔鬼知道这个做不到。
And Devil knows it's hard for you to do.
所以他就特别试探攻击这些做领袖的。
So he especially attacks the leaders.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你在教会里面不管你的地位是什么
no matter what position or status you hold,
弟兄姊妹你错了，你就错了。
Brothers and sisters, when we're wrong, we are wrong.
你要回头。
We must repent.
你要回头。
We must return.
我们要回到主的面前。
We must come back.
怎么回头呢？
How do we turn around?
我们看六十一节六十二节。
In verse 61 and 62, same chapter.
六十一节六十二节。
61 and 62.
第一个，我们看见主转过身来看彼得。
The first point, we see the Lord turning around to face Peter.
弟兄姊妹，我看得实在是受感动。
And when I see this, I'm truly touched at heart.
真正回头还不是我们，主先回头。
The one to turn around is not us, but the Lord.
主转过身来看彼得，主不是回头吗？
The Lord turns around to look at Peter. Did he not turn around?
他本来是朝着十字架走。
Originally, he was facing the cross.
这是神的旨意。
That's God's will.
神的安排。
God's plan.
神的道路。
God's way.
但是他想为着我这个软弱的人。
But because of me, this weak me,
他转过身来看。
He turns around to look at me.
他先回头。
The Lord first turns around.
然后我们受感动，我们才可以回头。
And after we.Have been touched and respond by turning to him.
第二
Second,
彼得就想起主对他说的话
Peter remembered the words Jesus said to him.
第三
Lastly,
出去痛哭
He was suffering.
He went bitterly.
I'm sorry.
基督教不是一个哭哭啼啼的宗教
Christianity is not one of crying.
但是我觉得今天的基督教眼泪太少
But I regard today's Christianity as having too few tears.
我们今天心态刚硬。
Today our hearts are too hardened.
求主帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to please help us.
我们心里面不能不放过去的，就是最后一句话，主耶稣说，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Last word that Jesus mentions to Peter here is, when you return, strengthen your brothers.
对彼得来讲很难。
To Peter, this is very hard.
我已经失败了。
I failed.
我怎么能够再为你做工呢？
How can I still work for you?
这也是撒旦控告我们的一个重点。
And this is one of the accusations that Satan casts on us.
我们都有一些过去失败的记录。
We have many records of failure in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，当你看见别人有失败的记录的时候
Brothers and sisters, when you see failure in other brothers and sisters,
你我没有资格抓住人家过去的记录，永远不让它翻身。
You and I have no right to grab hold of that record and say, I won't forgive you, and not let the person return.
主耶稣都说这个人回头以后他要用他。
Jesus already mentions that when this person repents, he's going to use him.
凭什么我们今天比神还大？看见一个人过去失败，我们永远不让他平反。
What right do we have when we see someone else fall that we don't let them return and repent?
哦，对彼得不容易。
It's not an easy thing.
他去兼顾他的弟兄。
He has to strengthen his brothers.
最难的
，the hardest thing，
去兼顾那个一次否认耶稣的弟兄。
It's hard to encourage that brother who has denied Christ once.
因为他自己三次不认主。
Because he himself denied Christ three times.
主耶稣说你要到那边去安慰那个人。
Jesus says you have to strengthen that brother.
要鼓励那个人。
You have to encourage that brother.
那个人不认我一次。
That person denied me once.
彼得说你找别人去，我不去。
Peter said, "Oh Lord, find someone else. I'm not going to do that."
我否认你三次已经出名了，大家都知道。
I denied you three times. Everyone knows.
那么我今天去安慰他。
Today you want me to encourage him?
你有没有搞错啊？他一定会问耶稣，你一定搞错。
Come on, Lord, you got to be kidding.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
主没有搞错。
The Lord is not kidding.
今天我们要侍奉主。
Today we want to serve the Lord.
我们只看主的命令来侍奉主。
We only see and hear God's command.
不看我们的记录来侍奉主。
Not to look upon our record.
不看人的面子来侍奉主。
Not to look at people's faces.
只是主要我们侍奉，我们就侍奉主。
The Lord wants us to serve, we serve.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹。谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。